Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's September 18, 2007, and Here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released February 5, 2003.
Nazarene, was the story of Sodom and Gomorrah true? If so, did Lot's wife really become a pillar of salt?
Absolutely, Allura. It was completely true. Everything that was recorded in the Bible actually happened. Of course, there were a couple of things that were left out. The fact that the cities were actually destroyed by a leftover scout ship in the Holy God Empire, that the leftover crew was trying to reestablish the empire on Earth, but there were so few of them that they could not actually come down and take over any place, but they come up with a way of staying alive and influencing the people on Earth and directing them to the way that they wanted them to live and to reestablish the Holy God Empire. But aside from that fact, everything recorded in that biblical story is absolutely true. Lot's wife hesitated. She turned back and looked at the city. She was on the wrong side of the hill when the blast came, and the heat of the blast cooked her and turned her into a pillar of ashes and salt. And this is what people called salt in those days, but it still is basically absolutely true. The people in the ship sent down people into the city, and they took Lot and his family out of the city. They got them to safety, and then they destroyed the city. It's a terrible, terrible thing. These were not good people, but it is what happens sometimes when evil people have a great deal of power and can influence others.
Oh, scary stuff, Nazarene. The poor lady. But this story does teach a good lesson on obeying your loved ones and God.
I think it more importantly teaches, Allura, that even the most corrupt and defiled leaders will put up with perversion only so long, and then they say, I don't want this either.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I would like to take this opportunity to salute MedCenter One, the hospital here in Bismarck, North Dakota, that has done so much for Demetrius and Allura. Had they not repaired Demetrius' heart, damaged in his long struggle to serve God, he would no longer be with us today, and the services that they provided to Allura have been just as valuable. God bless them one and all. Right, Allura?
Definitely, Nazarene. We're back. God, we have had some complaints that the video you did with us, True Dixie, is reverse discrimination, that we are attacking the rights of whites in it. What do you have to say to this?
Preposterous, Allura. If some white man wants to say he doesn't want to associate with colored people, that is his right. The only time that we have a problem with them is when they start saying, well, anybody that's white and associates with the colored people, we're going to kill them. That is when it is a problem. That is when these people are a problem. Racism is an insanity, like homosexuality. It has to be opposed, just as we oppose homosexuality. Racism is not acceptable. Colored people should not be telling their children not to associate with white people, and white people should not be telling their children not to associate with colored people. Everybody should associate with each other and be happy with each other and accept each other's differences, except when those differences are evil. When people are teaching hate, they're not acceptable to me. If they want to be separate from other people, I will allow that, but as long as they're not violent. That is the thing right there. They cannot engage in violence trying to make people follow their way. I will not permit it.
You tell them, God. I think the people that say that are really like, duh.
Not to be impolite, Allura, but what's that old expression? Their brains are hanging low and swinging when they walk.
We'll be back again.